And gentlemen, how are you doing? It's your motherfucking boy, Gamero, the Pharaoh, the poor man's Robert De Niro. You know what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, I am oh so very ecstatic, you know what I'm saying, to be here at these hallowed midnights in Miami halls again with a powerhouse of a guest, you know what I'm saying? But ladies and gentlemen, before we get to introducing the powerhouse of a guest that we have today, ladies and gentlemen, to my right hand side, we have my co-host, Mr. Christian Bickett.
What's going on, everybody?
My brother, how are you doing? Also,
good to
very
be back in the
good
studio,
to be
baby.
Back every single time. You know what I'm saying? Every single time that I get to
Welcome,
kick
Gabby.
It, you know
Thank
what I'm saying?
You.
It's a vibe. Christian, how are you?
Man, I'm tired. I've been playing pickleball every day. Oh. I'm preparing for my first tournament this weekend.
Okay, okay.
I'm playing with this sexy rock paddle. Okay, shout out to Lily Azelle, who's making waves in the pickleball community.
There
folks, hop on the pickleball wave. This sport is taking over the nation by storm. It's fun to play with your mom, your dad, even your grandma. Lily Azelle, you are a trooper and a champion for the Miami community. We appreciate you.
God, there you go. You gotta love that shameless plug. You
shameless
know what I'm saying?
Plug.
Ladies and gentlemen, how do I even put into words the excitement that I have for today? Huh. You know what I'm saying? Today is no regular day. You know what I'm saying? Today is none other than Midnight in Miami, episode number 124. And what a way to open up this episode with none other than actress, singer, Gabby Borges! Gabby!
Wow, thank you so much
are
for that
you?
Intro.
Oh, man, Jesus. We got to do it Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you.
Of
no,
course,
thank you for having
of
me.
Of course. Big shout out our in-studio audience as well. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out the best managers in the game. You know what I'm saying? Getting that social media right. Man, it's a different energy when you have an in-house audience. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm a little nervous. I don't
you know
get
what
saying?
Nervous
there for
we
anything.
Go. There we go. That's
oh,
facts.
My God. No, don't be.
There we go.
We
there
don't
we go.
Bite. We're all good.
Okay. Hey.
We're very
oh,
nice.
Man. Gabby, what do we even get? You know, how do you dive into such an illustrious career? Here I am making my my attempt. You know, Gabby, where did it all begin? The performing, the acting, the singing. What came first? What is this something that you came about recently? Is this something that came about when you were a wee young child? Talk to me about the roots of it all.
Perfect. So, actually, I started when I was 5 years old.
Oh.
I started dancing, right? And I would always dance. I don't know. My aunt would always like make me dance to Bomba. I don't know if you know Bomba.
Oh yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, that's a banger. That's a banger.
Yeah. So my aunt would always make me dance to that, and I loved dancing to it. Right. And eventually, they noticed that like I enjoyed dancing so much that they decided to put me into dancing classes.
Oof.
So I started dancing salsa. I won a lot of competitions and it was great. They ended up putting me into hip hop classes too, where I was able to dance for the Miami Heat.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, and I also danced for the Marlins in
Damn.
A group called the Marlin Minnows.
You're covering all the Florida sports
the
over
Marlin
here.
Minnows.
Damn, okay, we got to get some pickleball, you know what I'm saying, events soon.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
You did the Marlins, you did the Heat, we got to do pickleball next. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, after that, when I started dancing for these different teams, you know, people from Univision like recognized me and they were like, oh wow, like she dances really good. I want to have her in a show. And they put me in Sábado Gigante, Don Francisco Presenta.
Oh man,
Univision.
Sábado Gigante, bro. Oh my God,
what a
that
throwback,
is
right?
Oh, a throwback. That is the throwback. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Shout out to every abuelita I've ever known. You know what I'm saying?
Hell
they've
yeah.
been there. You
I
know what I'm saying?
Dang,
I love your abuela too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I love your abuela. Too. She's so nice. She saw that in my story. Continue.
Yeah. So they put me into, I would always dance for like little kids that would like imitate different artists in those shows.
Hell yeah. Shout out Kids
and
Bob.
It was so much fun. Let me get there.
Kids Bob is amazing. She's like, oh wait,
I'm
hold
not
up.
There yet.
She, okay.
Hold
okay.
Up.
Okay. Damn.
Yeah. So I ended up meeting a lot of people, and with these people, I noticed that they had managers, and that's when I started to kind of like learn about the business.
Right.
And they were like, "Oh, like you should get yourself a manager." And I was like, "Okay." You know, my mom obviously. I mean, keep in mind, I was really young at this point.
Right.
But my mom definitely helped me out a lot, and she supported me throughout my career. You know, Thank you, Mom.
Okay.
But she definitely got a manager for me. And the manager would take me to, like, dancing stuff, you know, singing stuff and acting stuff, right? And for my first ever, like, acting gig, she had told me, oh, look, like, there's this novela, you know, for Univision. I don't know if you want to audition for it. And I was like, no. I was like, no. Like, I am not an actress. I am just a dancer. At this point, I'm just a dancer.
Right.
Okay. I'm not an actress. I don't want to act. I don't know how to act. I've never done this in my life.
Good on Mom for getting you to branch out a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Mad respect. You know what I'm saying?
Stage Mom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gotta love it.
Wait, I wish. No. My mom was super supportive and everything. But this was definitely something that I decided, like, they ended up convincing me, you know, to do the audition. And I was like, you know what? Okay. So I end up going, to the audition. First of all, I had no idea for what it was, you know. All I know, I think the only thing that I knew was that it was for Univision. Like, that's it. But even then, nothing, whatever. And so I end up doing my audition in English. It was a monologue, English monologue,
man.
Right? And they look at me and they're like, really good. But, do you know that this is in Spanish, you know, and like, ooh, you should audition in Spanish? Sheesh. And I didn't go prepared. Like, I had no idea.
Story of my life.
At that point, I didn't even know how to speak Spanish. Like, it was crazy. So they were like, you know what? Okay. I'm gonna put you in a room. You have 10 minutes to learn this script in Spanish.
Wow.
And then you come back in and you, like, you know, you show it to us. And I was like, okay. And keep in mind, it's like a long table and there's like a shit ton of people there. And I'm so nervous, obviously. So I go to the other room and my mom is there, you know, trying to help me understand the script, because I didn't even understand what I was saying. She was like, okay, this is what you're saying. This is what's going on. And I'm like, okay. And I'm trying, like, you know, to pronounce it correctly and everything. It was so nerve-wracking. Whatever. I go back into the room, you know, and I end up doing it. And they said that I did really good and that I have a month to learn Spanish. And if I did, that I'll be in the show.
And you were cast right there?
Yep. And I made it. And it was amazing. And honestly, that soap opera was actually huge. Like,
what soap opera?
It was called Eva Luna. Eva Luna. Yeah.
Okay.
Eva Luna. And they ended up even taking me to, like, L.A. and stuff for, like, the end of the novela, you know, where they, like, filmed what is, like, the wedding, you know, the wedding of the show. And I even sang there. So that's when people kind of also started to realize, you know,
hell yeah,
that I'm a singer.
She's a triple threat.
There we go.
But, yeah, at the age of that was when I was 9 years old. The thing is that my career is kind of, like, you know, like, I have to jump back and forth because something's happened, like, at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
So when it comes to singing, you know, I started singing when I was 6 years old. I would just sing in the car. My mom said, oh, you're not too bad. You know, do you want to?
Oh, thanks for the support, Mom.
Yeah, thanks so much. You want to take singing classes? And I was like, yeah. And I loved it. You know, I ended up taking singing classes. I would do a bunch of covers on YouTube,
right,
you know, for, like, different songs and stuff. And I ended up getting, like, a good amount of subscribers and a good amount of views. And I was like, wow, like, you know, maybe I really enjoy this, to the point where I even got, you know, signed to different record labels. You know, thankfully, I mean, it's crazy how I started so young and how I've had the opportunity to do so many things. And in reality, I definitely, definitely thank my parents, you know, because I think without their support, I don't know what I would have done, you know, in reality, because my mom was there all the time, whether it was even for Spanish, for example, when they told me, like, to learn the Spanish for a month, like, she was there every day with me, making sure that I was speaking Spanish, making sure, you know, that I was learning. And it was definitely hard. It was stressful, but it was worth it in the end because, oh my God, I love acting. I love acting. Like, thankfully, I changed my mind and I decided to actually go to that audition, you know? And I went to that audition, I made it. And after that, I just kept doing a bunch of soap operas, Univision, Telemundo and stuff. I've even done short films and it's been great. It's been awesome, you know?
Wow. You know, you talk about the support that you got from your mom. There's so many stories that you hear about performers that aren't really, don't get that support system from their parents or their friends, given that it's such a competitive landscape. Do you ever feel like your parents try to push you in a more conventional direction, say a 9-to-5 or whatever, or did they support it from day one to this point?
they definitely supported it from the beginning.
Wow.
From the beginning. And again, I'm so thankful because I also do know people that didn't have that support from their parents,
right,
and they've had it really, really hard.
Sheesh.
Oh, yeah.
You know, really hard to you know, to just grind and all that stuff and even have the motivation. You know, sometimes when I didn't have the motivation and when I wasn't, you know, at my best or whatever, you know, I had my mom there to help me, like, you know, you got this, like, you know, you're good. And it's, and the crazy part is that it seems like what I'm saying is like my mom was like pushing it and like she's the one who want, no, she didn't, like, she knew how complicated this whole thing was, but because I loved it so much, that's why she was there. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So that's why I wouldn't consider my parents or my mom a stage mom, you know,
because
stage
go.
Moms right. are usually the ones that are like, no, you got this, like, you're gonna do it, and like the child doesn't want to, and it's like, oh, you're gonna do it, and
right,
you know, so like, no, that's not the case at all. I think my mom would have been more relaxed and would have been a lot happier, or
right,
like normal, like more, you know, at peace if I was doing something else, because, you know, she all, you know, she went through a lot in the sense of like, she also had to like stop working herself. You know, and my dad was the one who had to work. Like, she had to stop working so that she could focus on me, so she could take me to all these places. Because keep in mind, you know, when I'm filming a soap opera, it's like eight. Well, at that age, it was like 8 hours a day or whatever. And she would be there. She wouldn't be able to have a like a regular job and be taking me to my dance classes, my singing classes, my acting classes. Like, it was just so many things going on at once. So, yeah.
So you go ahead.
Did you have a normal, I mean, what was school life like for you with that kind of work-life balance?
Very true.
Well, I definitely didn't have a normal childhood. I went to elementary, and let me tell you, that was hell.
Why?
Oh my God. Knowing, I don't know, people knowing that like I was in the business at such a young age, the jealousy was insane.
Oh man.
And I went through so many things. I went through so much bullying. I went through, like, it's crazy because you would think that, I guess, you know, somebody that, like, is in the business would be like, oh, my God, like, maybe this girl could be popular
right.
in school or something.
No, they envy the shit out of you.
Yes,
yeah.
They hated me. Oh, my God, they hated me. Like, literally hated me. And to the point that my mom, like, lived in the principal's office all the time because I was always having problems with everybody,
right.
you know, because everybody was just bullying me or just telling me things that would hurt or just doing things to me, whatever. And so that was elementary. I ended up graduating, and then after all that, we noticed how complicated it was to like be in school and like be acting at the same time. So we're like, you know, I have to be homeschooled. Mm. You know, so I was homeschooled middle and high school.
Okay.
Wow.
And obviously that was hard for me because, you know, I didn't have, you know, like prom.
Right.
And
did
like,
you miss the social aspect of school?
I did. I definitely did. And I had to make friends elsewhere. You know,
right.
I liked ice skating at the time. So I would go to this ice arena where like a lot of regulars would go to, and like that's where I would meet people. But it wasn't obviously through school because
right.
I was homeschooled, and it was just me talking on the phone with my teacher and doing tests on the phone, you know,
oh my
like,
God.
Yeah, that was the homeschool that I did. It was so annoying. But
what does homeschool entail? Because I didn't know, I thought your mother would be teaching you, but no, it's someone else. Or how does that work?
So I guess there's different types of homeschool. The program that I did specifically, it's called FLVS, I think. Yeah, FLVS. And so the way that it works is that they give you all the courses and like all the lessons and everything like online. And whenever you have a test, you have to do a test online, and you have to call the instructor and do another test on the phone.
Right.
And that one, oh my God, it was crazy, especially because I did French. I did French was one of the classes that I took, and imagine French
so you speak
on the
three
phone.
Languages?
Oh no, no, no.
Okay.
I tried. No. No, I signed up for French and I completely failed. So
I'm gonna see you later.
I mean, I didn't fail the class, you know, in a way. The thing is that I've always been a straight A student, so that's good. But don't tell me anything, like to tell you something in French. Bonjour. That's
there
it.
You go.
Bonjour.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
And I'm gonna see you later.
Yeah. No, there's just no way. I didn't even take like French 2 or anything. After
what?
French 1, I said, fuck this.
Did you ever feel, you know, you had mentioned that you were bullied in elementary.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever expressed those experiences through music?
I've always wanted to express certain things with music, but that was that's one that I actually haven't.
Okay.
And I would like to experience it.
Ideas.
There we go.
Thank you for the ideas.
I'll take royalties as good. Okay. No, I'm kidding.
No, you'll definitely get your credit.
There we go. All I need is one shout out. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you for the idea.
There we go.
No, but yeah, I mean, I would definitely like that's what I want. You know, I want my music to be about me, about things that I experienced, you know, also every now and then have that song, you know, where people just, you know, want to dance to whatever. But I also want to have music where I'm talking about me. I'm talking about things that I've experienced, that I've gone through, because music is amazing. Can I just say music is fucking awesome?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Can we get an amen for that, please?
Amen.
Okay. Whenever I'm sad, whenever I want to be like, I don't know, whenever I'm like going to the beach, like there's like different moods and there's different types of songs for every, you know, like scenario and every situation. And I would want to have people listen to my music depending on whatever they're experiencing too, you know?
Right.
Plus, I'm pretty sure, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, even though I make music, I'm still human. Like, I go through the same exact things that you go through, you know? And I feel like a lot of people don't, like, understand that. Mm. It's like they feel like the people that are, you know, like, in the business and that they're, like, you know, known in some way or whatever. It's like they're not human, you know? Right. Like, they don't get sad. They don't get feel this. They don't feel that. Yeah. It's like, come on, you know? We're all human. We all go through shitty situations.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. You had mentioned your career kind of being, you kind of gone like that, implying that there's ups and downs, as it does with anything. Have you ever been close to hanging up the gloves, per se, when it comes to music?
So many times.
Really? Talk to us about that a little bit. Why?
So many times. Let me tell you, this business is so hard. Jesus Christ, it is so hard. Number one, you know, I've done this since I was so young. So obviously just the fact that I didn't even have like a regular childhood was like really hard for me. And it made me like, I don't know, I just wanted to experience normal things that normal people like would experience or whatever, you know? And so it was very frustrating for me. And not only that, like, since I was so young, you know, even then, like, my parents had to open social media for me, you know, so that people can, like, know who I was.
Right.
But obviously without me controlling it at that time because I was so young.
Yeah, there's some weirdos out there.
Let me tell you. So that was another thing. They literally had to, like, hide everything from me because there would be people that would just send these pictures. Oh, we already know what.
Yeah.
Okay, that they would send pictures. Keep in mind, I'm emojis, like 10 years old, you know? 11, 12. Like,
oh, God, that's a felony. Know?
And they would send pictures, yes, or not even that. It's just the simple fact that I'm so young and you would still get like hate, you know, like just people just saying negative things.
At that
age?
Yeah. That's insane.
Negative things. I remember there was this one video of this girl that like she made a video mocking me basically, and she put it on YouTube, and she was like dancing, like she was like, this is how Gabby dances, literally. And then she would just start dancing like all like, I don't know, like weird. And I was like, and keep in mind, like, I'm so young watching this video, like I cried.
Oh my God.
I literally cried. Like, it was just so depressing.
Was this someone you knew or a rando?
No, it was a random person.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so that's another reason why my parents just always wanted to hide, you know, social media from me. Because of the haters, because of the weirdos that would put all these pictures and stuff. Obviously, as you grow up, you know, things change. You know, it's like, ah, whatever. Like, this is already normal. It becomes so normal. But at such a young age, it was insane. Like, it was literally crazy. And the hate, you know, when you're so young, you're so, like, innocent. And so, like, you know, it's different.
Vulnerable. So vulnerable,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's just so different. And I know that was very hard for me. I even told my mom when I was super young, I was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Wow.
Like, people hate me. People don't like what I'm doing. So why am I going to keep doing it?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I needed that, like, motivation and that those words of wisdom from my mother, from my friends, from other people to, like, tell me, you know, like, forget this. Like, you're always going to get haters. There's always going to be people talking shit. There's always going to be people that don't like you, don't like what you do. And what can you do? You know?
Now, it is what it is. Yeah, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Now that you're older and you control your own social media, have you grown thick skin regarding the DMs, the comments, the hates, all that good stuff?
100%. 100%. You know, obviously sometimes I'm like seeing if sometimes I'm you know, I try to just not read the messages, you know, I try to avoid certain like DMs and stuff just to, you know, just to avoid that whole thing. But yeah, even then, when I do read it, I'm completely fine. Like, I understand and that I'm not the only one. You know, I understand that I'm not the only one. I understand that other people experience the same things. So it's fine. And even then, there's sometimes comments that are just actually really funny.
You know? Oh, yeah. Like,
right. Even if it's just them hating on me, like, it's literally funny. If they're making fun of me in some way, like, I just laugh. You know, I can't really remember some right now, but they're like, that's it. Like, yeah, I've definitely grown thick skin to that. And there we go. And it doesn't bother me at all. Thankfully, because if not, Jesus Christ, you know, what did you do? This career, it's all like, it's you're going to be getting this.
Yeah, it's going to be a long life. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's going to be a long life if you're not ready. Ladies and gentlemen, every single week, you know what I'm saying? We have three segments. And the first one is actually called Mail Time. You know what I'm saying? I stole that shit from Blue's Clues. You know what I'm saying? And in this beautiful segment, you submit questions via our IG DM. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see a story. Whomever our illustrious next guest is going to be, you yourself can submit questions that we will read on the air. You know what I'm saying? And these are the questions that the people have asked. Gabby, here we go. One was in Spanish, so here we go. ¿Te gustaría tener hijos? And for those who don't know, that's, would you like to have children?
Eventually in life, yes, I would love to have children. I've always imagined having twin boys. If it doesn't happen, it's okay. But as of right now, you know, obviously I'm so focused on my career. I'm not thinking about that. I haven't thought about that. I just want to focus on my craft and get to where I want to be to then eventually, you know.
Right.
Have kids and have a family and all that
stuff.
There
we go. The woman's got blinders. You know what I'm saying? She's focused. There we go. Second question from our Mail Time segment. Why is your manager so amazing? That is the second question.
Who asked this question?
And honestly, it wasn't, I'll be honest, it wasn't self-asked. I would let you know, I'll be like, oh, they submitted that shit themselves. They didn't. You know what I'm saying? They're legit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, talk to us a little bit about your management. How did that come to be? Clearly, there are two folk who clearly care very much about you and your career. Talk to us about that.
You know, it's really hard to find people that like truly believe in you. Mm-hmm. And I have no doubt at all that my team believes in me.
Damn,
you know, they're so invested in me and they're very involved and we're all learning together. We're all growing together. And I know that eventually we will get to where we want to be because we're all dedicated and we're all motivated for that. And honestly, shout out to them.
Big shout out. You know what I'm saying? Got them in the building. The best in-house studio audience you can ask for. You know what I'm saying? And then the last question from our Mail Time segment. Christian, if you want to have the honors.
Would you act again in a novela?
Definitely. I would. I want to keep, you know, doing novelas. A lot of people, you know, they know me from acting in novelas and stuff. But I would like to do more English stuff too. Obviously, not take away the novelas, you know, do both, some Spanish stuff, some English stuff. But I want to get into movies for sure. I want people to see me on the big screen.
Damn.
Go big or go home.
Hey, man. Hell yeah. I saw that in Johnny Tsunami, great Disney Channel original movie. I love that movie. Talk to me about that. And thank you for sending in those questions. You know, please tune in, send in those questions. We appreciate it. You mentioned briefly Spanish, English, yada, yada, yada. Talk to us about the differences in trying to appeal to either the English or the Spanish market. Has it been a struggle for you to choose or no?
Obviously, my first language was English, and learning Spanish was extremely hard for me. So for like the longest time, I think just doing things in Spanish in general was just a huge struggle for me.
Okay.
You know, whether it was pronouncing stuff, understanding stuff, or whatever the case may be. Like even then now when I speak Spanish, you know, like, yes, it's fluent and stuff, but but I still think in English sometimes. Like, I still have my moments where I think in English. But then again, I do have a lot of supporters that are, well, the majority of my supporters speak Spanish. Mm-hmm. So obviously, you know, I want to keep, you know, doing stuff for them, you know, and and not only that, I mean, I love the fact that I'm bilingual, you know, it's good to know more than one language.
Of course.
So if I could do stuff in Spanish because I have the, you know, the ability to, because I speak Spanish, then why not? You know?
Oh yeah.
So absolutely. Yeah.
Very good.
Obviously with English, it's definitely a lot easier. It's a lot easier. And by the way, I don't know if I mentioned this, but this is my first interview in English. So shout
okay. There
I've been
we go.
Doing things in Spanish.
Okay, we out here. We breaking barriers. We breaking barriers out here. You know what I'm saying? There we go. Christian, correct me if I'm wrong, but you did a bit of a deep dive into one of her music videos before we started recording. From your virgin eyes, talk to me about that experience for you.
I'd rather not say too much. I want you guys to see it because there
please
could
tune in. Amazing.
Be a twist at the end.
Yeah.
We don't want to say va, but your latest hit single, I believe, that you were featured on is Gua Gua.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Am I saying it correctly as the resident gringo in the building?
Okay.
It's
all
a total vibe. You can listen to it cruising the beach with your windows down and absolute Miami jam.
Thank you.
How did you make that happen?
Well, honestly, Campy one day he hit me up and he was like, oh, like, you know, like I want to make a song. And, you know, we got into the studio and we obviously wanted to do something different. So we just wanted to create like a word, you know, that would just like be different, you know, like just make it the song, I guess. And somehow Gua came to be. You know, I think we were actually looking at the fact that there was a shit ton of water bottles like everywhere.
That's what I was thinking. It had
everybody
to do with
was thirsty as hell, I guess. I don't know. But there was a shit ton of water bottles everywhere and whatever, and we were just thinking, and you know, Gua just came to be. And obviously, when you listen to the song, you can interpret it however you want. You know, whether it's a more sexual way or, you know. Agua, whatever.
There we go.
Interpret it as you please. Yeah. But yeah, that's how it came to be, and it came out fire, and I was so excited. I think that song is dope. I think the video is awesome. The video was a lot of fun to make. It was really, really cool. So shout out to Onsite too for that.
Big shout out. How important is it for you to have creative control when it comes to your music videos? When you're working with a director, you're working with a videographer, whatever the case may be, are you reluctant to let them have ideas, suggest ideas? Maybe you had a certain storyline that you really want to stay true and honor that storyline. Or are you kind of more open-minded and you're like, you know what? That's not originally what I was thinking, but I fuck with that.
So I'm definitely open-minded. I love bringing people and like just all of us coming together with an idea. For example, you know, now what I do have to say is obviously I do like being involved.
Of course.
Because sometimes, you know, there are going to be things that I'm not going to want to do or certain things that I wouldn't want like the public to like, you know, envision me.
Okay. Like associate you with.
Yeah. Associate me with. Right. Exactly. So that's why I love being involved for sure. But yeah, for example, Seva, you know, the director came to me and he was like, you know, I want to do this. Like, and I was like, this is a crazy idea. Like, I love it. Like, I think it's awesome. Obviously, there are certain things that they wanted to include, but we just kind of like made it fit so that I'm comfortable and, you know, like they're still doing their, you know, their idea. So, and it came out cool.
Like, oh, yeah.
It was awesome. Yeah, and not only that, I think this video definitely transitioned me from like everybody knowing me as like the little girl that does, you know, novelas, and it's always like the daughter and like the angel and like the very sweet girl, you know. And not only that, I mean, I also had a program on Netflix. I didn't mention that, but I had a show on Netflix called
Small
Genios.
Small oversight, you know what I'm saying? Small oversight. Oh, I forgot. Sorry. You remember that Netflix show? Oh, damn, I forget that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry. I'm mentioning it because obviously a lot of people saw me as like that girl, you know. It was kind of like the Blues Clues type of like show. It was for little kids.
Wait, what was the name of the show again?
Super Genios.
Oh. Super Genios.
Yeah, like super genius.
Right.
Thank you.
So, yeah, you're welcome. So, yeah, I had that show and a lot of people like always like saw me as like, oh, like you're the girl from Super Genios, you know, like or whatever. And obviously, you know, as you get older, it's like, okay, I don't want to keep I don't want to have people like still see me as like, you know, that little girl and stuff. So this video was like a whoa, know, for like my audience and the people that follow me.
C'est pas, right?
I mean, keep in mind, I'm like taking my shirt off and I'm like, you know, watch it.
You had your little, Drake, I'm not in Degrassi moment. You know what I'm saying? I like it. I like it. You know what I'm saying? Had to establish yourself as an artist.
You know, it's funny, when we were watching the video, I was like, yo, she's definitely an actress. That's what I was saying the whole time.
That's 100%. She was telling me. Because you can tell when a singer is like doing a performance where they're not in their element, they're not comfortable acting or whatever the case, you were in your element.
That's the great thing about also being an actress, is that whenever I do these music videos, like I want to, you know, involve like a whole story. I want people to see me and see what I could do. You know, it's not only that I'm a singer, I also act, you know?
Right.
And then hopefully when it comes to performing, I will also involve my dancing.
Oh, so okay.
Everything all together.
Triple threat.
Or maybe, you know, eventually in a music video, I'll involve some choreography.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, I definitely see that.
Would
you ever do a musical?
I did one.
Okay, what is it? What is it?
I did... Caperucita Roja.
Oh, how do you say Caperucita Little Red Riding Hood.
Little Red Riding Hood, yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, I did it, and it was so much fun. I loved it. The thing is that, obviously, I was so used to acting a certain way, like, without, like, having to, like, you know, like...
It's a different style.
You got to act to the last...
And, like, you know, it was hard. It was hard, but it was fun. I think I would definitely do it again.
Really?
And you guys are doing plays, right? Or no?
Yeah.
We do it from time to time.
Do you want
to...
Are you allowed to speak on anything?
Currently, I might have something coming up.
Works. I'm currently doing The Odd Couple, the female version, at Boca Stage. You know what I'm saying? Gang.
Boca Stage.
You know what I'm saying? Boca Stage.
And we got some Boca peeps in the building.
There we go.
And
we got Boca peeps in the building. You know what I'm saying? There we go. What would you say, I guess, has been to date the, besides the, you know, learning a whole new language in 10 minutes, what would you say has been one of the most challenging moments for you in your career so far?
There's been many, but I guess one that like is like the first thing that I think of is accepting rejection. I think that was really hard for me at first. You know, it's like it was hard. You know, I couldn't understand. Like I would always question a bunch of stuff, and I was always like, oh, but I did my best. Like, I'm doing good. I think I did great. You know, I did everything that I was there practicing, and then I don't make something or whatever. But then obviously I ended up realizing that, you know, for example, when it comes to acting, it's not always about your talent. You know, sometimes it's just how you look. Maybe they need someone with dark hair, with dark eyes, or, you know, dark skin, and that's not me. You know, so, and that's it. It's just very hard. But I obviously, especially when I've gotten to those points where, like, it's like months after months where, like, I'm not getting anything.
Yep.
You know, you're just kind of like, your motivation just slowly starts to go, okay,
You are preaching to the choir right now.
But again, you know, I'm still doing auditions and I'm still going at it. And I'm, you know, you never know. At the end of the day, you never know what they're looking for. You never know, you know, what it is. And it could be something big. So, yeah. Oh, but accepting rejection, for sure. In regards to acting, it's been like that. And in regards to music, I think it's the same thing.
Damn.
which industry do you think is more? Because I hear the music industry is sometimes more cutthroat, if not harder, to establish yourself in.
I would think the music is harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
Do you have a preference between singing or acting?
When people ask me that, I cannot answer because I love both things.
It's like choosing one of your kids.
Like there's just no way for me to be like, oh, I like music more than acting. Like, I can't. I wouldn't be able to answer. I love both things. I want to do both things, you know, simultaneously. I don't see myself doing absolutely anything else.
Okay. Yeah. Without getting too much into detail and without throwing anybody under the bus, You know, no, I got to reface
throw
that.
Him under the
I
got,
well,
throw
it. It's up to you. We had all sorts. Shout out Cash. Cash has no fucking pena. Cash threw everybody under the fucking bus.
Cash threw them under the bus.
Oh, Cash didn't give a fuck. Big shout out Cash. I love Cash.
I love you, Cash.
Oh, man. Yeah, talk to me about your experiences working with Cash before I get into my big question here.
Okay, so one day, my dad just comes up to me and he was like, oh, like I met these people that, you know, they work on music and stuff. Like, you should meet them. And I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. And they took me to a studio where it was him and this guy named Rafi Poppy. I don't know if you guys know
Yes. A big shout out.
Shout out. So, yeah. So, mainly, like, the contact was Rafi Poppy, but through him, you know, is where I met Cash. And Cash showed me all the beats and stuff. And I thought he was so dope. I was like, God damn, Cash, you fucking talented.
Right.
Both of them were really talented, it's honestly. Insane. It was crazy. Yeah, both of them were really talented. And so from there, we just decided to, like, work on music, and we've had such a great, like, connection. We just get along so well. Yeah. We're at the studio, and we speak the same language. You know, we're both Geminis. Honestly, I don't even know why I say that, because it's not like I'm, like, super into Zodiac. But whatever, like, we're, whatever, you know, we're both Geminis. That means something. So let's just leave it like that.
Okay. Big shout out, Cash. Truly, honestly, one of the most talented individuals I've ever met. So that's my dog right there. I did want to ask, Cash did briefly touch upon this, which is why I ask. You had mentioned earlier on in your career being signed to record labels.
Yes.
And Cash himself and other artists whom I've had here come on, talk to us about horrible experiences with their first, second, third, whatever the case, record label, people getting taken advantage of, money getting stolen, etc., etc. Again, prefacing, without having to throw anybody on the bus, unless you want to, your first couple record deals, were they everything you hoped it would be or no?
Definitely not. Mm. So I think everybody has gone through that point where, you know, somebody's like stealing money and somebody's taking advantage of
they
you.
Promise,
or whatever.
They promise the world.
Yeah.
They promise everything. Yeah. They give you this deal of a lifetime, you know? So for the people that I was signed with, you know, it wasn't really the fact that they did me wrong or anything. It's just that they had other people to focus on, you know? They had other people to focus on, like bigger people. More known people. So obviously for me, it was kind of like, you know, you sit right here. Let me keep making money from this person that's huge. Right, and like, okay, you just sit right there, but just hold on.
Sit tight. Yeah.
Sit tight.
Like a bench warmer sort of vibe.
Yeah, it was kind of that. I would get these contracts where you're just like, no.
Like they own
you.
I
am not going to sign this. Right, like they just want everything.
Right, yeah.
And it's like, what? No. So yeah. And also there was this person that I worked with, that I remember doing like three records with, and, he charged a lot of money. I'm not going to say the amount, but he charged a lot of money for them. And even then, you know, we didn't know anything about the business, but I was so excited about the songs and stuff. You know, we gave him the money and everything. Ask me if I even have the songs.
Oh my God.
And it was a lot of money.
Oh.
Yes. God. A lot. And so you hear somebody, I don't even have the songs with me. It's
fuck.
Crazy.
No, you hear, go ahead.
Was that just because you signed a bad contract? I mean, how did
No,
that,
it was just the person scammed
yeah,
me.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
It was just like, yeah, the person just scammed me. And you know what the craziest part is? Oh my God. It's like, let me find a way to say this without being obvious.
That's so grimy.
But the craziest part is that I couldn't do anything about it. Because he was family members with somebody that was giving me jobs at that time, you know?
Man.
So yeah, acting. So
they had their bases covered. Damn.
Yep. So I couldn't do anything because, you know, I didn't want to be on anybody's bad side. I wanted to still have my acting job, you know, and it was a great, great character and stuff. So I was not going to mess that up, you know?
So if you could give any advice to an up-and-coming singer, actress, whatever the case, that's, you know, their eyes are fucking glimmering with hope and hope and what may be. What advice would you give them before they sign a big contract? What are some of the things that you wish you knew back then?
So in regards to contracts, for sure, oh my God, get a lawyer. Jesus Christ. I think I've messed up so many times just like reading something and it sounding like it's amazing and just not being, you know, smart about things.
I hear the word contract and I start shaking immediately. Yeah. I'm terrible at reading contracts.
Yeah, exactly. Get a lawyer. Get yourself a good lawyer before you sign anything. Just make sure, you know, that... that it makes sense and that it's what you want.
Yeah.
Not only that, I guess in regards to the career in general, I definitely have to say it's not easy. It's not an easy career. You're not, you know, there's going to be a lot of downfalls. You're going to have moments where you're just unmotivated, where you're feeling like shit, where you just don't want to keep going. But keep going. Literally keep going. Like, if this is what you want to do and this is what you envision yourself doing, then don't let anybody stop you from doing it, because you could definitely, you know, get there for sure.
Damn, I'm out here getting goosebumps over here. I'm getting goosebumps. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what I'm saying? Every single week we have three segments. And the second one is actually the movie review of the week. My dog's still in mail time. My dog's still in mail time. It starts with an M. You know, I got confused myself. And in this beautiful segment, we ask our illustrious guest for a suggestion, a recommendation. I'm talking about a movie, a TV show, any sort of media. Let's say we got, boom, 2,000 people, and they got like 2 hours to kill before the next Gabby Borges performance. You know what I'm saying? What would you tell them to watch in the meantime?
Okay. So, obviously, I'm a very, like, busy person. Okay. I think it's really hard for me to just sit down and finish a TV show. It's not only because I'm a busy person. It's just a simple fact that I have terrible memory. So, like, if I'm, like, watching a show.
Same.
Yeah.
If I'm watching a show, you know, and I don't finish the entire, like, if I don't binge watch the entire show, and the next day I want to keep watching, I have to go back to the previous episodes, like 3 episodes back or something, to remember everything, to then go back. And then I just start getting lazy.
Oh.
Because I'm like, okay, I already watched this. Oh, now I remember this. And then it's like, I don't want to keep going.
Yeah. People talking about, oh, watch Stranger Things season 4. I'm like, bro, I got to start from season 1. Yes. Like, I don't know what's going on, bro. Oh, my God,
I don't remember anything, so I cannot watch Stranger Things.
Straight up.
So that's why I haven't watched it. That's why I've been a little bit lazy. But I should, because they say it's good.
They
right?
say it's phenomenal, yeah.
Okay. I haven't seen season 4 either.
There you go.
So I'm more of a movie gal.
Okay.
Because, again, TV shows is really hard.
There you go.
But I recently watched the Adam Sandler movie that just came out on Netflix. It's so good. Hustle.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So good.
That movie is amazing. So watch Hustle.
Damn, I haven't watched it. You guys have watched it?
This is like a whole other version of Adam Sandler. You know, he's like more serious and stuff. Okay. And to be honest, I liked him better like this.
Okay. All right. Damn.
Yes, I thought it was really, really good, and they have so many people in this movie. So definitely have to watch it. It's really good.
Out of 5 stars, what would you give it?
5.
Damn.
I would agree.
I think it's that good, right?
It's
really good. I think it's amazing. Really cool. Yeah, wow. It was awesome.
Well, thank you for that suggestion. You know what I'm saying? Hustle, Adam Sandler on Netflix. Check it out. Gabby, if you met someone who has never listened to a single one of your songs, how would you best describe your sound?
My sound. My music is just like my personality. It's all over the place. So I wouldn't define.
We were talking. We were saying.
Yeah,
we were talking. We're like, she's versatile. Before the show, we were talking like how she's very versatile. Oh yeah.
So
there's a bit of pop, reggaeton.
There's everything. There's everything in my music. I'm not gonna lie. I'm just gonna keep making different types of music.
Yes.
Like, I'm capable of dropping a country song later on in life.
Yes, the country twang keeps coming out.
I am capable.
Hell yeah! Do a damn yodeling record, bro.
Can you guys believe that? Like, my favorite music to listen to is country.
No. Really?
I'm here like dropping reggaeton.
Yeah.
Like, I'm listening to country music. Yeah.
The most country I've ever done is that Tim McGraw Nelly collab. That's about over and over again. Oh, it's a banger. Yes, but that's about as much country as I got in me, you know what I'm saying? But shout out Nelly and shout out Tim McGraw. I do want to know how challenging would you say it is to try to take over take over a new audience, a new subgenre of audience. How difficult is it for you to develop a fan base? Is it more so the online presence? Is it the in-person performances where you find you are getting the most feedback as far as the most followers, the most reception? Where is your bread and butter coming from?
So honestly, it's definitely from my acting. My acting has definitely helped a lot in regards to my fan base. But and it's been a little bit complicated to make them understand, you know, that I also sing and that I also, you know, have music. So it's kind of like starting from zero, you okay. know, when I started, basically, it was kind of like starting from zero. And it was definitely hard. Because it's like I would do lives and I'd be like, oh, you know, I just dropped this song. And they'll be like, oh, you're Laurita from Eva Luna. You know, and I'm like, but I dropped this song. Like, you know, I'm telling you that I dropped this song. Like, yes, I am. Thank you, you know, for watching me. But I also dropped a song. So go listen to it. Go watch the video. You know, I guess, I don't know, like, it's been hard. It's been hard to, like, transition, you know, like, or to have people like just see everything, right. you know, that my novelas and also my hear my music.
Right.
So
what are some stories of whether it be music related in the booth, whether it be a live performance, whether it be on set acting, whatever the case may be. Tell me about a story of that the show must go on. Something went wrong. It was unscripted and you had to keep going.
Okay. Well, for music, that's not the case because, you know, usually you just do another take. But in regards to acting, I guess, you know, there was this one time where obviously, you know, I had like this scene where I'm like crying and I'm with my father in the show and he's also crying and it's like a very emotional scene. We're both in it, you know, whatever. And all of a sudden you just hear whatever. And I kid you not, I couldn't stop dying of laughter. It was so hard. It was both of us, honestly. It was just so hard for us to just keep going. And we were, and it was like, oh my God, it was terrible. It was honestly terrible because you, obviously when somebody, you know, messes up or something, right, it's nerve wracking. You're like, oh my God, okay, we have to do it again, you know, whatever. So it was a little bit, you know, scary, but again, you know, I have to do another take and then it ended up being fine. But there's been many cases, honestly, where like the show must go on, whether it's sound, you know, issues or just anything that could possibly go wrong, you know, maybe lights went out or I don't know, something. There's always something, you know, right, so right. you just kind of, you know, having your head that the show must go on.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it, yeah.
Are you the type that when inspiration hits you, you drop everything you're doing and you write about it, or you go to the booth, you don't let the moment pass? Or do you kind of try to cultivate it for the next time that you're going to go to the booth?
I do both. So I guess it just depends. I have my moments where I'm literally just like writing ideas like on my phone and I'll be like, okay, I'll like, you know, get to that later whenever I'm in the booth or whatever. But there's other times where I'm like, okay, wait, no, like this idea, like I need to write about it now. And I'm like writing a story or something. So in regards to my music, I've been slowly getting into the songwriting process.
Okay.
You know, but I definitely get involved in the songwriting.
That's
you know,
what's up.
I definitely know what I want to talk about. I definitely know what I want to like, you know, certain things that I want to mention in the song. But I'm definitely involved. In regards to actually songwriting, like every single word,
right.
you know, I've been learning and I've been getting there. But I'm definitely doing better, you know, like practice makes perfect and it's awesome, you know? So yeah. So like I was saying, you know, I would grab my phone and I would just write a story or something, something that happened to me, or maybe like, I don't know, like a topic that I want to talk about and stuff. And in the moment, you know, I could even throw melodies on my phone, you know, with the voice memos. I'm just there, you know, like singing and stuff,
yeah.
you know, holding it for the next time that I go into the studio. So, yeah.
Wow. given that it's a career, I feel like it's so nonstop. You know, like every day it's a new thing. One day I'm recording, next day I'm doing a podcast, you know, it's back and forth.
Yes.
Have you been able to take a moment and kind of like step back and like, you know, look at the big masterpiece and be like, wow. Like yesterday I was getting bullied in elementary school, you know, looking into going to homeschool or whatever. And now I did this novela, I did this performance, I did a Netflix show. Like, do you ever kind of sit back and be like, and look at the masterpiece?
You know, I think YouTube has literally saved my life because, YouTube, I have absolutely my whole entire life there, right? Like all the videos for everything that I've done is there. And there have been times where obviously when I'm just like out of it or whatever, I go on YouTube and I look at videos that I've posted from like a long time ago and I'm like, oh my God, like I did this. And like, I don't even remember that I did it. And I'm like, wow, you know, and it's crazy. Sometimes I'm even talking to people and like, you know, they just know certain things about me, but they don't know me. Like they don't know what I've truly done. You mm-hmm. know, they don't know certain things. And this reminded me of the fact that you mentioned B Kids, because I had forgotten, but I was in B Kids. I mean, Kids Bop. Sorry, B Kids is a Spanish. This is so confusing. I've done so many things; it's insane. So I was in Kids Bop.
I was fangirling right now.
I was in Kids Bop 24. Yes.
Like arguably the best album. Hello.
Thank you. And then B Kids is a Spanish version of Kids Bop that they did, which I was also in. So that's why I said B Kids. Sorry.
What song did you guys cover?
So for that one, we would do like La Negra Tiene Tumbao.
Banger.
Oh my God. Again, these are so old.
What
so
about Kids Bop? What did you do for Kids Bop?
We did Macklemore. We did some Taylor Swift.
Oh my God.
We did some Taylor Swift.
Some Tay Tay.
Yeah. And we did some Justin Timberlake.
Some JT.
Suit and Tie.
Okay.
Yeah. Suit and Tie. I can't remember the rest. Wow. But those are some of them.
That's amazing.
But yeah. So that just reminded me, but I don't know. Why were we?
I don't know. I'm kind of
going back to my memory.
I heard Kids Bop and I lost my train of thought. That really is remarkable.
Yeah, but I mentioned it because of something that you asked me and I forgot what it was.
Stepping back and looking at the masterpiece. That's what we were talking about.
Oh yeah. So that was one of the situations where I was like, oh, like I went on YouTube and I see this and I'm like, oh my God, I was in Kids Bop. I didn't know.
Right. Does it hit you? How much you've grown as an artist?
Yes, it's crazy. And I even see everything and I'm like, wow, like I love this, because you could see it in my face, like in the videos. You could see how happy I am doing what I love to do. And and yeah, I wouldn't change this for the world.
God, that's beautiful. Christian is also very passionate about pickleball. I don't go a day without hearing about this dance. Yeah, I'm trying not to.
Don't get me started.
But I do want to know.
You know, I've never heard of pickleball.
Yeah,
oh my God. Most people haven't. Do you guys want to know about pickleball?
I do, actually. I think they do. What is this? I've never heard of pickleball.
Yeah, we got 37 seconds.
Is pickleball like racquetball?
It is like racquetball. So racquetball, you play inside, right? Pickleball, you play on a court that's smaller than a standard tennis court, and you play with paddles, and you usually play in teams of two. Now, singles pickleball is insane. It's like running suicides continuously for 11 points. Pickleball is like miniature tennis and ping pong combined. It's great. It's a great family sport. My mom got me into it.
Yeah.
And now I'm getting into it competitively, and it's taking over the country.
There we go.
I think I could beat you.
That sucks. That sucks. That sucks. That boy stays ready. Oh my God. That boy stays ready.
I am not athletic at all. Like, don't even try.
You're a dancer. What do you mean?
In any way. Oh, that's it. But like, I'm not, like, don't put me to like do any other sport. Oh my God.
I'm athletic in the sense that I smoke outside. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. You know, that's how athletic I am, bro.
This guy's an MMA fighter.
I do MMA a little bit, but you know what I'm saying? God, that's remarkable. But I kind of touching on the pickleball scenario, I do want to know, what is your pickleball? What are you doing when you're not in the booth, when you're not recording, when you're not doing a podcast, when you're not on social media? What is something that Gabby does for Gabby?
That fun release.
Okay. So either I'm ice skating because I like ice skating.
Okay.
Or I'm trying my best to like learn an instrument. Like I'm there with YouTube, like just trying to learn the guitar, even though I suck, or like trying to learn the piano. Or I'm also just at the beach listening to music at night.
Cool. You know? Oh,
at night at the beach. Very just listening cool. To music.
Would you ever consider getting into roller skating?
Ooh. You know, I tried roller skating and I am not a fan of it. the only reason why I'm not a fan of it is because I guess I'm so used to ice skating.
Oh, yeah. Right.
That,
you got blades.
That, like, I don't know. I find it so much easier to ice skate, but maybe because I've learned ice skating. You know, I learned how to ice skate. So, yeah. Like, that's different. I don't know. Plus, I still don't know how to stop roller skating. So, if I... Oh, God. I don't know.
Oh, how to stop? Yeah.
I feel like it's so cool to stop ice skating. And there's, like...
Yeah, because you go... You, like, cut the ice and stuff. Yeah, but with roller skating... How do you stop?
I mean, like,
I actually don't know.
You just keep going.
You just keep going until you, like, eventually fall.
Yeah.
I do, like, a little spin stop, so I'll make it look pretty. I'll, like, do a 360 and then just come to a stop.
Damn.
It's awesome. Yeah. My sister got me into roller skating. Okay. I used to play hockey when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, cool. I love skates. Anything on wheels. So.
Damn.
Yeah,
all sorts of an athlete over here.
Hey,
you know?
You see, I wouldn't play that with you, but I'd go ice skating.
There we go.
Because I am not going to be good at that for sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, every single week we have how many? I said three. Three. Yes, okay. Segments. And three. The last one is the quest for the truth. And in this beautiful segment, we ask our illustrious guest a random, emphasis on the word random, question from this here deck of cards. We don't know what the question is going to be, but fate will decide.
Oh boy.
And
oh
here
God.
We
are. We all playing?
Go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
well,
good.
We are.
Good.
Actually, I kind of want my in-house studio audience to shoot over some answers as well. You know what I'm saying? So y'all stay ready. It was a good one. This is a good one. So everybody stay ready. Gabby, would you rather have a rewind or a pause button on your life?
Ooh.
And that's everybody. So y'all, you know what I'm saying? Stay ready.
A rewind or a pause button?
And you too, Christian.
I think, but like, how would the pause work though?
They don't give specifics,
like,
man.
That's the thing. Like, if they don't give specifics, okay, I'm just going to say pause.
Why?
Because, I mean, unless it depends on the rewind. It depends on, you know, where in my life. Because I've had amazing things that have happened to me already. So I would definitely rewind to those situations and experience those things again.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Christian, where we at?
You know, this makes me think of Dragon Ball Z. You know, when, what is it, Goku or Gohan, they step into that chamber where, like, they're there for 10 years.
The hyperbolic time chamber,
right? I would just want to go into one of those, push pause, become the best version of myself possible as life goes on, and then come out like a beast so I can just take over.
What a great answer.
I like that.
My answer was shit. Ignore what I said.
No, she's like, copy, paste.
Copy, paste. Exactly.
All right.
Thank you.
My managers, what are you saying? Talk to me. Where we at? Would you guys rather have a pause or a rewind button on your life? Talk to me.
I'd rather have a pause.
Why?
I don't regret anything I've ever done.
Hey, bro, everybody out here with good answers.
So I'd rather
have a pause to kind of sit down and pause and kind of, since everything that we're doing sometimes runs so quick.
Yes.
Rather, I wish I could just pause for a second, analyze, and then fucking go with it, because sometimes we're just on the go.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously she says, obviously we learn every day, but it's like, if you can have that one pause, those good 5 minutes where we can just lay low.
Yeah.
A lot of things.
And it kind of touches back to, like, you know, taking a step back and looking at the masterpiece. Respect. Great answer. Talk to me, my brother.
Shit. I don't know. Sometimes I probably don't like a rewind, because the memories that you make, sometimes you wish you can go back and live it. Even though you just live it in your mind, but sometimes you want to live it again. But,
right.
But, you know, you just got to
keep on going.
Keep going.
There we go, man. Everybody, man. That's how you know you got good managers, man. They got a good mindset. They got a good head on their shoulders. You know
strong
what I'm saying?
Strong mindset in the team.
Strong. Oh, my sure. God. You got to love it. Before we start wrapping up this magnificent powerhouse of an episode that we have had today, I do have a few other small questions that I do want to get into. Talk to me about the importance of your team, that support system. You know, you briefly mentioned your mother and, you know, everything that, all the sacrifices that she did and she made in order for you to be where you are today, and the importance that it is to have a good management team behind you. But yeah, talk to me about your quest to find that team. You know, in the beginning of your career, you thought maybe you had a team, and then ended up not being your team. Talk to me about that journey to finding the team that you have today.
So obviously, I met them through connections. I was able to do this music video with a friend of mine. His name is Miguelito. He's actually the youngest Latin Grammy Award winner. He's on the Book of Records. So I did a song with him, and that's where I met Johnny. And, you know, automatically, I think that we just had the same ideas and, like, the same, you know, vision in regards to me. And not only that, I feel like he'll definitely, like, understood me a lot and understood what I wanted. And I feel like with the past, it's always been, like, whatever they wanted, you know, whatever they wanted for me. And for sure with them, you know, it's as long as I'm happy, you know, and we're moving forward, then, you know, it's great. And I was also able to meet Sebastian through Johnny, and they're both amazing. They're, again, like I said before, you know, it's very important to have people that believe in you, and I know for a fact that they believe in me. We speak the same language. They want what's best for me. They look out for me, and I'm happy because I'm able to make my own choices. It's not like, you know, they're like, you right. know, telling me, you know, what to do or something. Right. You know, they obviously guide me the right way and stuff, but I definitely have, like, the last say, which is very important nice. When having a team.
You get to maintain that authenticity.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah.
How important is it for you to stay true to yourself when it comes to your music? There's so many artists that come in here, you know, boast about this, boast about that. The cameras turn off and they're returning the chain as a rental. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many, you know, little, clearly it seems that you're very true to your sound, your music, and your lyrics. Talk to me about the importance of that.
I think it's extremely important because at the end of the day, I mean, if somebody sees you on the street,
yeah.
you know, like yeah. without like yeah, yeah. you doing anything, then what, you know, like what, like how right. are you going to fake that? You know, I don't know. I know that I've learned from so many people that I've worked with to just stay humble and just, you know, appreciate everything and just be yourself. At the end of the day, that's what people truly enjoy mm-hmm. and truly, like, stick with. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, being yourself. You know, like, I have people that I follow and I'm like, oh, my God, I like this person because, like, they're just so funny. Like, they're just so cool. Like, right. they're just cool people, you know? And you can tell that that's them being authentic.
So, are you afraid to get personal on your music? Like, if you experience a breakup, are you the type to write about it? Are you going to put that name on blast, or if they did you wrong? Or are you more reserved, not really going to do that, but you're going to still talk about the situation as a whole?
I would definitely talk about the situation because, you know, again, I would want people to relate to my music. Mm. Whatever my breakup was, maybe there's somebody out there that also experienced the same type of breakup.
Right.
So, you know, I would definitely talk about it. Now, in regards to, like, putting their names out there, no, I'm not petty like that.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm not petty like that. I don't think I'd do that. At the end of the day, if I make a song and you fucked me over, you know who you are. So.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah, you're going to know. That's what it is. Wow. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, what an episode of colossal proportions we have had today. Can we please give it up for our guest today, Gabby Borges? Thank you. So, Gabby, thank you so much for joining us. Big shout out to our in-house studio audience. What an episode we have had today. Thank you.
No, thank you guys so much, for real, honestly. And making me feel comfortable and making me feel at home.
Oh, thank you.
That's what really we appreciate it. That's They're awesome.
So. Oh, man, that's the best stamp of approval that you can get in the game. There we go. Last question of the night. I do want to know, Gabby, if you could tell something to... Yes, I got it. If you could tell something to the Gabby in elementary school, crying herself to sleep, getting bullied every night, with the knowledge and the perspective that you have today, what would it be?
I would say, I understand that you're going through a tough time. I understand that you're gonna have moments where you want to give up. But I'm still here. So just stay here. Just keep going. Keep moving forward. I'm still here and I'm not going to stop, you know, reaching the goals that I have with this career, to be honest. I don't care what it is, but I'm going to keep going.
Little Gabby would be proud.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Got goosebumps up the wazoo. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, and also be strong. Jesus Christ. Stop listening to all these people.
Yeah. Yeah. Be strong.
There we go.
Yes.
Wow, man. Thank you so much for Gabby. Gabby, talk to us about social media. Where can the people find you? Where, I mean, straight up. But we got pros in the his house, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to that. But yeah, talk to me about social media. Where can the people find you? Where can they follow your journey?
And by the way, before I do that, I meant social media is just a pain in regards to like people and like certain things and like following. But social media, obviously, you know, it's definitely helped with, you know, getting myself known and stuff. So think social media nowadays. There we go. But you can find me on Instagram, Gabby Borges Official, on Twitter, Gabby Borges Twit, on Facebook, Gabby Borges Page. So yeah, awesome. Follow me.
Very cool. And do you have any projects that you're currently working on? Is there anything in the horizon?
Talk I have so much music. So Ooh. Much music. So we are definitely in the process of figuring out when we're gonna release these songs, but be on the lookout because they're awesome.
And what better way to be on the lookout than to go to her IG, go to her Twitter, and hit that follow button. You know what I'm saying? Let them know Midnight in Miami sent ya. You know what I'm saying? But please, please go on over and hit that follow button. Christian, my brother, what do you have for the people before we start wrapping up?
Go play pickleball. Invite your family. I want to see you at the courts, Tropical Park,
there we go.
Miami Beach Golf Club, wherever. Go. Come play me. Challenge me to a match. Let's go.
Oh, it's
Damn,
on.
God.
That's it. And follow Gabby. All please right. She's do, got some do. Bangers on the Spotify.
She really does.
More to come out.
She really
Let's
does.
Go.
She really
you.
Does. And your acting skills?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thank
amazing.
You so
amazing.
Much.
We said.
No, truly. truly. Because that's as actors, that's the first thing you do is judge actors. You know what I'm saying? And you killed it.
You know, like, first thing you do is judge actors.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I could have been booked for that. You know what I'm saying? That's in the actor rulebook 101, bro. But you killed it. You killed it. I was like, I couldn't have worn that lingerie myself. I wouldn't have looked good. You know what I'm saying?
I would
have
given it a shot.
Yeah, respect.
I would have tried.
Respect, yo. Respect. Yeah, I appreciate it. Respect. Hell yeah, bro. It's 2022. You know what I'm saying? You never know. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what I'm saying? Every Thursday at midnight, what are you doing? You go on Spotify, what you go on doing? Deezer, you go on Apple Podcasts, all that good stuff. But more than anything, where do they go, Christian?
You're going to go to the Midnight of Miami Instagram. You're going to go to the Midnight of Miami YouTube.
The YouTube, more than anything. That's why we got 72 damn cameras in here so you can see our beautiful faces. You know what I'm saying? Go on that YouTube. Hit that subscribe, that follow. Go on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Tag us. And you know what I'm saying? You'll see a brand new guest
every Thursday
at midnight. Gabby, thank you again for joining
us.
You were magnificent.
Thank you so much. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. Every Thursday at midnight. You know what it is. Holla! And it don't matter what the world thinks. You can say how you feel. Midnight in Miami. Well, you can push it to the limit. It gets real with only one and ill. Get locked into me.